Hi, this is Donnie Nelson, and you're listening to the Mavs Step Back Podcast.
Like that. Yeah, it's the Mavericks, all about action. Don't do no acting, no Samuel Jackson. Dirk get the ball, you know that it's magic. Post move deadly, yeah, get tragic. Luke with the ball, yeah, get nasty. He'll drop 30, don't gotta ask him.
Luka with the step back 30. Oh, yeah!
Boy, Chris Stapps, looking like Duncan Nash in the gap. They just want a ring, want to fill the gap. On your team head, ain't talking heads. Dang, go relax, still at a champ. Defense still coming with the Calabas flow. The Mavs are best on the floor.
How's it going, everybody? Welcome into another episode of the Mavs Step Back Podcast. I'm your host, Dalton Trigg. I'm normally joined by my co-host, Matt Galatson. We're going to have another pod for you guys coming up later this evening. But this morning, I had the opportunity to talk with Mavs General Manager, Donnie Nelson. And this came just an hour before the NBA lifted its moratorium on trades. And he had some very interesting stuff talking about the Mavs and, you know, where they stand when it comes to trades and the draft and free agency and, you know, kind of what their plan is heading into this very, very busy NBA week. So here's my conversation with Donnie Nelson. Hope y'all enjoy. So, we're going to jump right into it, Donnie. It's a question that all Mavs fans everywhere are dying to know. Where do the Mavs stand right now as far as, you know, the trade action and everything? Because we know the NBA moratorium on trades, it ends in, you know, less than an hour here. Where are the Mavs at right now?
Well, Dalton, you know that we're always opportunistic and out there. That being said, we do like our young core, you know, and we like what these guys have done and the direction the team's going. You know, obviously, you know, with Mark as our boss, we're always capable of a big deal. But you know, and looking at the landscape, we like the steps that we're taking. We like our two draft picks, and you know, obviously, we'll keep all of our options open, and we'll see what the next couple of days has in store for us.
Now, talking about the draft, you know, the Mavs, they have the number 18 pick, and they have the number 31 pick, which, I mean, you know, that could basically, that's basically a fringe first round pick in and of itself, that Golden State one. But has there been, just in your opinion and what you've seen, I mean, are there teams that are interested in those picks? You know, even though, like you said, y'all like where you're at, and I'm sure you have some draft prospects that you're eyeing and everything, but what is that value looking like across the league?
No, they're highly attractive, but they're attractive to us as well. You know, we, 18, we're just going to get a really good player. You know, at 31, you know, this draft is deep, probably into the mid-30s. And even after that, there's some really interesting names. There's always some surprises. So we've gotten a lot of activity and action on 18-31, but that's the same reason that we're very protective of those picks, because we think there's going to be two players that could really help us.
Right. And I mean, as close as the Mavs were to taking down a team like the Clippers in the playoffs, you know, if you can add anything to upgrade your, you know, your depth and add a couple guys who can contribute just a little bit more and improve the team, it could potentially push you over the top. And there's a lot of good names out there, but okay, so look, it's one of the busiest weeks the NBA has seen in a long time, you know, with the accelerated schedule. You have trades, you have the draft, you have free agency all in the same week, which seems insane. You're already busy enough as it is, so I can only imagine, you know, how this week is going to be. But when it comes to free agency, how is that going to be different this year with the accelerated time frame, or is it going to be different?
Yeah, I think it's just a little bit more condensed, you know, and that in itself has its own challenges. You know, decisions are going to be probably made quicker than usual, but shoot, whether you're a player, an agent, a coach, or a manager, you know, we're used to that. So I think that, you know, we're in good shape on kind of the draft front, the free agent front, and we've got some targets. And just like anything in life, you got your A, B, and C, you know, scenarios and targets and whatnot, and we'll just, you know, have to see how the next couple of days pan out.
And look, I saw this, and I'm not sure how much you can say on it or not, but yesterday in a piece from Bobby Marks on ESPN, he was laying out the financial stuff for all the teams in the league. And when you got down to the Mavericks part, it showed Tim Hardaway Jr. and Willie Cauley-Stein having their player options exercised. Is that so, or, I mean, is that not official yet?
No, that's up to those two very, very valued players and their agents, and I'm sure that they will both make an informed and great decision.
Gotcha. Yeah, because when I saw that, I was a little confused because I know I talked to Mark Cuban last, I think it was in February, and he told us on the pod that, you know, there was mutual interest in an extension there, and he knew Tim Hardaway Jr. wanted to stay and y'all wanted to keep him. So, I mean, I'm sure there's some activity going on there, but the deadline for most of these player options is on Thursday, so we'll see how it goes.
Now, Timmy's a critical piece to us and our success, and he's a perfect fit, you know, for us in every way. You know, you start with the integrity of what he brings, leadership in our locker room. You know, Timmy Senior played for my dad and I in Golden State, and just, you know, the family is as good as it gets in the United States. He's Lee and Luca are, you know, like a really potent 1-2 punch out there, and so he's a big part of what we're doing moving forward.
How does that feel to know that, you know, obviously the big get in that trade was Kristaps Porzingis, and, you know, once he got his footing under him last year, it was towards the end of January, throughout the end of the season and into the bubble, he had raised his level of play to an all-NBA level. And so he was the big get, you know, he was the star and everything, and then it's almost as if Tim Hardaway Jr. was more of a throw-in to that deal, but then he turned into being a very key piece in the Mavs making the playoffs for the first time in 3 years. And he ended up shooting a career-high 40% from three. And, I mean, it turned out to be a great deal overall for you guys. How surprised or how pleased are you that it turned out that way for THJ?
You know, like I said, you know, our family relationship goes back. And so we knew what kind of heart he had. We knew what kind of player he was. His agent is a very close and a dear friend that we've done a lot of business with over the years, Mark Bartelstein. And we felt that it was just a really, really perfect fit for us. We know he kind of fell in some difficult times in New York. You know, they were kind of, you know, in the midst of, you know, restructuring things. They had some injuries. There were a lot of factors that were moving. And so, you know, when we made the trade, our thought was, man, here's a guy that can step in, play two or three, slide back and forth. It's a really conscientious, dedicated defender, great teammate in the locker room. He just kind of needed to, you know, have a chance to play with, you know, a point guard that could get him the ball where he wanted it and, you know, get him into his rhythm. And that's the great thing about, you know, playing with a guy like Luka is, you know, that ball is, you don't have to pick it up off your knees or your shoulder blades. It, you know, it's right in the pocket. And that makes, you know, good shooters better and better shooters great. And so the fact that he's playing with, like his father, like a true point guard that can deliver, is a big, I think, piece of his success here as well.
And you just mentioned there how Luka makes everybody around him better. I imagine that plays a pretty big role. Like even if, say, in trades, if you're looking at a guy, or in free agency, if you're considering signing a guy, if he doesn't have just the best 3-point shooting percentage, or if he's not just an all-world defender. Is there stuff you can look at and say, like, okay, he would pair well with Luka, and does that have any, you know, say in the decisions y'all make?
You know, anyone that wants great looks and the ball delivered, you know, Luka is a open jump shot waiting to happen. I think because he's so tall and he can get into the paint with his craftiness, you know, you can post him up because he's as tall as he is. It just really, he puts the defense in such an awkward position, because not only does it have to collapse, but it has to collapse deeply, you know, because when he gets into the paint, you know, he's going to draw the shot blocker. There's going to be a lot of ripple effects when he gets in there. And he is, you know, bird-like with his passing ability. Once
right.
he gets in there, that sucker is delivered on the money, the far side corner three or wherever. And it is, you know, it is right, you know, in the sweet spot for a shooter. So it's he's a delightful player to play with if you're a shooter or you know, a scorer, because it's a real luxury. The other thing is, I think, again, with the KP pieces, you know, KP brings us shot blocking, rebounding. He's a taller, more defensive, athletic version of, you know, a player that we've had success with here in the past. You know, he's still working into becoming that, you know, number 41 material. Obviously, that's a pretty hard act to follow.
Yeah, big shoes to fill there.
but really, in a lot of respects, he does things that, you know, Dirk couldn't do defensively and guarding folks out on the floor and whatnot. So certainly a different version of a stretch four or stretch five that Dirk eventually became. But, you know, certainly more of a defensive presence. Again, we love our 41 till the cows come home. It doesn't get any good as Dirk Nowitzki. He's our Nolan Ryan here, you know, in Dallas. But KP is showing some pretty darn good signs.
And, Donnie, this will be my last question for you. I'll let you know. Like I said, I know you're a busy guy, but is there, you know, it's been reported, you know, the Dallas Morning News, they had a report a while back that, you know, the Mavs, they're in win now mode. And I think that's pretty obvious, you know, given how the playoff series with the Clippers went and given how Luka just exploded into this megastar in year two, and he's only going to keep getting better. But how do you, as a front office, as a general manager, how do you balance, you know, going all in now with win now moves and then trying to keep, you know, your options open going into, say, next offseason?
No one wants a parade in Dallas like our owner, head coach, the guys in the locker room, and yours truly. I mean, we absolutely 100% want to get there, but we don't want to do it at the expense of doing something stupid. We've got some, you know, really good young developing players. We're not just going to throw those guys or draft picks aside and say goodbye to our future for, you know, a war horse that's got 1 year left in the tank. It's just not, you know, it's not going to do that. So
right.
we've got really nice momentum. I think, you know, as Luka takes the next step and KP gets healthy and takes the next step, you know, Timmy and Maxie and Dwight, and you go right down the list. I think that, you know, our team is positioned pretty well to take that next step. What excites us is if you add a nice, you know, player at 18 and 31 that's able to, you know, grow with our young group, that has its place. Now, all that goes out the water if we can get, you know, an over-the-top piece. You know, then
right.
you have to have the big and hard conversations. But the short answer is we really, really are optimistic, and we like the path of building with Youngs. But if there ever comes a time, whether it's, you know, today, next summer, or whenever, to get that over the top piece, we certainly are going to have to look hard at it.
Well, I know y'all are trying y'all's best to get the team over the top, and the trajectory of this team, I mean, it looks like y'all are going to be there pretty soon, you know, if all things go well and health considered and everything else. So, Donnie, we wish you nothing but the best this week and going into the new season, and we really appreciate you taking some time to talk with us today. I appreciate it, man.
Dalton, always a pleasure, man. Go Mavs.
Yes, sir. We'll talk to you next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Guys, we appreciate you coming in and listening to Donnie Nelson there. Had some very interesting things to say, you know, especially when it comes to what the Mavs are actually willing to trade their picks and some of their younger players for. You know, the thing that stuck out to me was he said that they're not going to trade any of that for a warhorse who only has like a year left in the tank. So pretty interesting to think about, you know, who he might be referring to and some of these rumors. I know we saw something came up about the 18th pick, people thinking it might be traded for a guy like Lou Williams, who's 34 years old. Could have possibly been addressing that rumor, but there's a lot of guys that could fit that description. But like I said, my co-host Matt Galatson and I, we're going to be back on here tonight to discuss all of this with you. And yeah, we appreciate it. Thanks for coming in and listening. Be sure to subscribe on all your favorite platforms. If you listen on Apple Podcasts, be sure to leave us a review there. We really appreciate it, guys. Keep coming in. And
don't catch a vibe. Shout out all my people.
We'll see you next time.
Take a step back, reminiscing about the old days when I hooped outside with my friends and drunk that OJ. Crossover doing step backs in a pair of J's. These days I'm about my chips like a bag of Lay's. I ain't lying when I tell you people ain't the same. How you real when you sell your soul for the fame? Do anything for a dollar. I'ma stay patient cause I know God promised me a lot of. Looked up to Dirk and MJ instead of blue collar. Excited at the idea of being a true baller. Riding in the Benz, a copper Impala. Feeling like I made it, now they trying to holler. This how we thinking life's supposed to be. Media keeping all my friends close to me. Feeding me all the lies and propaganda in my eyes. I've been here forever, they thinking that I just arrived.